Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
You saw that one?
This I did.
Well, that goes against everything that you stand for.
I think I was trying to impress a date. I think that's the reason I went to this.
What
I think
year
it was
did this
like,
movie
yeah,
come out?
I was like 15, 16 years old.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I think I took Gina DeSano to this.
Uh-huh.
I think.
Popcorn trick?
No, I would never do that with Gina.
81. How
Gina
old
was
you?
Too good for me.
How old were you in 81?
81, I was 14.
Yeah, this came out in 81.
That's about right.
I thought you didn't have any dates.
Well, I mean, once I started, you know, shaping my body
in high school.
I had a
couple
of dates.
So it was superficial.
Yes.
Once you cleaned
Gina
up.
Gina and I went to the sophomore date dance that year.
Oh, nice.
You know, we hung out a little bit.
Okay. So this is 81. There's a new one coming out. You know, there's Indiana Jones 5, and they made him look younger. They did that technology.
Like they did with The Irishman.
Yeah.
As we talked about Scorsese a few minutes ago. By the way, it's Demino and Cellini. Here on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. We've been together for a long time. You're just tuning in. Thanks for taking the time to listen.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I think 1957 was our first show together.
Who sent you this?
We were on the air the day the music died.
Yes.
A lot of people don't realize that, 1959.
Kennedy assassination. God, who can
went through a lot.
Show. And,
mm-hmm.
Elvis gets drafted. We were on the air for that one, right?
Yeah.
Never
riches! Yeah, it was a very sad day.
Yeah. I wanted to get the mom on, and you were like, no.
It's not the time.
Yeah, it's not the time.
Calling the San Fernando Valley.
Let her grieve.
Yeah. There'll be a time and a place.
Remember that time we had that guy named Charlie on
mm-hmm.
in the late 60s?
Yeah.
It's a little strange to me.
You were right about that.
Yeah.
You called it. He said, I'm working with the Beach Boys, man. Something off about this guy. Said, well, yes. Turned out you were right.
This guy doesn't strike me as right.
It's a crazy hippie. He keeps talking about his family. Yeah, we've been together a long time, so if you're just tuning in, thank you, I guess is the point I'm trying to make.
Don't you remember, like, when we also had Herb Brooks on before the 80 games?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you go get him, coach.
I didn't buy it. I said, I don't know what you're doing here.
I believe in you. In other words...
This hybrid style that you're playing, I don't know what this is, Herb.
We've been together for a long time is the point.
Yes.
Who sent you this memo that you're so freaked out?
Well, who do you think?
You are mind-blanked about introducing who we are.
What do you think? The suit. Down the hall. Right, listen, I follow orders. I like my paycheck.
I don't think this Indiana...
No, I don't make 35 grand for nothing. I follow orders.
I don't think this Indiana Jones one is going to do the... I hate to tell you. See that ship?
It sailed.
Far off in the distance.
Bon voyage.
It's about to go over the horizon or the edge of the earth. Depends mm-hmm. what you believe in. Again, I don't want to get into that.
Mm-hmm. Not the time or the place. But I get what you're saying. In that regard, the 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Sleep Galleria, the largest selection of massage and zero gravity chairs in Georgia. Dream easy. Visit sleepgalleria.com today. Pays big time money to scream with no sleeves. That story in about 5 minutes.
All in on the NFL. This is the Drive into the Red Zone.
Another hack.
Let's start, though.
Yeah, with no sleeves. Another hack of making more money than both of us. Will ever, yeah. ever dream of.
And they stole your gimmick.
Yeah.
Mine to a certain extent, but you had it before I. Participating in this medium with no sleeves on.
You know what we forgot? We should have had a bunch of hacks who sat around here and just laughed at everything we said. Oh, you guys. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, if we had done that.
Not that they, you know, that's taken out of context.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you. If we had done that in the 70s and 80s, we would have been bigger.
Who knows where we would have been. We were too true to ourselves, I tell you.
I was so busy having to look at myself in the mirror and putting my head on the pillow.
So what can I say or not say about where we were last night? What's allowed to be said? You and home team were a part of a group that got to talk a little bit to Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot last night, right?
Mm.
I said too much?
No. I'm going to take a my bad on this one. We don't have to talk about it.
Okay.
It's in my bag. I was there playing the United game. It was a bad game. Have you seen the goal that they gave up in the first 10 seconds? You don't care about soccer, but I'm just telling you something. The Atlanta United goalie, Guzan, he made a mistake that an 8-year-old would make. And they were down 1-0 like 10 seconds in. I've never seen it at a level higher than 8 years old. Why soccer? Then they're down 2-0. They get ahead 3-2, and then it was tied. But it doesn't matter. I'm just going to pass on all the other conversations.
Okay, I just thought I would bring it up, but yeah. Fair enough. The Falcons.
My bad. That's what I'm going to say. My bad.
All right. I don't know what that means, but okay.
My bad.
The Falcons, maybe they said that about Jalen Mayfield when they drafted him in the third round and put him at left guard because they've had a rotating door. Last season, 4 different players, Elijah Wilkinson, Matt Hennessy, Chuma Edoga, and Colby Gossett, all received starts. Now, Matt Hennessy is the lone man remaining, but as we know, Atlanta traded up to number 38 overall to take Syracuse rookie Matthew Bergeron, who's a converted right tackle himself. Like I said, stop us if you've heard this one before. There's some pause as far as I'm concerned because that's what happened with Jalen Mayfield. But they say this kid is more ready, and I would hope so, than Jalen Mayfield was to convert from right tackle to left guard.
I'm not sure why there has to be a conversion if there's nobody available at 38 that actually plays the position. That's what they, not for a living, but kind of for a living, that's what they do. I like the idea that NFL linemen, not because I want, oh, you can do both, their guy might go down, that's part of it. But I need for you to do the job well enough to be a starter in the NFL. If you're taking 38th, what do you have to be?
You have to be an immediate starter.
Yeah, you have to be a starter.
In the day and age of the salary cap.
You have to be a starter. And I hope that's what happens.
And you trade it up.
Yeah, yeah.
To get him as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you have to be able to plug him right in there. They're saying nothing's going to be handed to him as of right now. It is Hennessy, who is getting the reps at left guard, but we'll see when and if that changes. It probably will by the start of the season. Skip Bayless is now a solo act again. Shannon Sharp is leaving Undisputed and leaving Fox Sports. Now, a lot of people are saying it goes back to the Buffalo players' injury, DeMar Hamlin, but there's some video from 3 weeks before that when they were going round and round about Tom Brady and Skip said some personal things.
No!
Like you're jealous.
To Shannon Sharp saying you were done in your mid-30s and, as you said, you're jealous of Tom Brady because you couldn't play at 45 years old.
Now, this could, I don't want to call this a work because if he's not going to be there, it might not be a work. The buyout, this is how serious he is. We had to work a buyout. He'll be working. I just don't know where. And remember this. Nobody watches that show. But we do because I had Shannon Sharp quotes. I'll play them. I'll pull them once in a while. Where are you going to go that you're still relevant enough to be played on a stupid AM radio station in Atlanta? That's what you have to worry about. You yourself as a name, you're going to get a job. But what's it going to be? Is it going to be in a digital content world where all of a sudden, see Dan Le Batard? I'm not telling you they're not happy. They don't have bosses the way that they used to have bosses. But how many times do you actually go, oh, yeah, I wonder what they're doing today? The answer's never. I don't care about the guys who actually get paid the big money and Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. I don't care about Colin Cowherd. You give me a cut, I'll play it. You give me something from Stephen A. Smith and that crew, I'll play it if it's relevant to this show. But where's Shannon Sharp going to go that you're going to have still some semblance of relevance?
It's a fair question. We're going to find out because he's no longer at Fox.
He's bankable. By the way, he's bankable.
Yeah.
He's going to get hired. I just don't know what level.
And he's got a podcast as well, Club Shay Shay. It's also leaving Fox. So he is without a country.
Well, he's packing
right now.
It up then. Now he's getting again. They had to work a buyout because he had a contract. He's going someplace. I just don't know. Under, over, over, under. Let's go with the first one being a given because he's on a new outlet, whatever it is. We play a cut from him. He either talks about Skip Bayless or his relationship. What really happened? Take that out. When's the next time he's on a platform that we go, oh, did you hear that? That's interesting. That's good for our show. Let's play it.
I have an idea for the next person to replace Shannon Sharp. And I think it should be J.J. Redick. He loves to get into this business and argue with everybody and make it personal. And you could say pretty much anything to Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless is like a sociopath. Nothing will affect him. You could say anything to him. It will not affect him.
It, once in a while, he sort of has to do the apology because he said something that was just not dumb. It was worse.
Even that's a situation where...
Oh, he's reading the script.
Yeah, it's a forced apology.
No doubt.
He doesn't care. He really doesn't. Look in his eyes. There's nobody there, man.
I will say this, though. At least J.J. Redick has eyes on him.
Yeah.
That other place doesn't. Again, you give me a quote that's good for the show, I'll play it. I'm a sucker in that regard. I'm just not watching any of these shows every day.
Aaron Rodgers talked to Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports, and Yahoo Sports had the report that Rodgers wanted the team to fire the GM of the Packers, Brian Gutekunst, after he drafted Jordan Love. And he said, it's either me or him. Well, eventually Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, and he never refuted that report. Also, he said, anybody that talks about me not showing up to the offseason program, you're just trying to disparage my character. And maybe that's a fair statement. He said, listen, when I didn't show up for the OTAs, I was the MVP, which he was. Mm-hmm. I think if you want to be more critical, it's about how many big games you've lost at home.
Yes.
In a Packers uniform.
Yes.
Big, big, big games. Like last year to close out the season against the Lions team that was literally playing for nothing.
When you are, in large part because you're the quarterback, the reason that your organization franchise hasn't won a Super Bowl in this many years, when you get paid to be the best and you have to drag sometimes people across the finish line and you haven't done it, and then, Nick, throw on top of that, you've had some stinking games in those moments. That's more critical than showing up in August for anything.
How do you think this is going to turn out? Robert Saleh already said we're one of those five or six teams that's a serious Super Bowl contender.
Okay. You've got a good enough defense. You got the guy that you all wanted. You thought he was the
receivers,
missing piece.
Good young receivers.
The thing is, ask me if I'd bet the field, because I'll bet the field.
I think you always bet the field, right?
Right. But I saw him doing it. The Jets have been a blank show for a long time. Maybe they figured it out. Green Bay wasn't a blank show when you couldn't win there for a
Who was the old owner, Leon Hess, that pretty much stood up there and said, oh, there's a Super Bowl before I die.
Well, that's when he hired...
Why'd you hire Rich Kotite?
That was the press conference.
Oh, I made a major mistake. I thought that was Bill Parcells.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was Rich Kotite. Now, I think he must have died in peace. You know, that was the Hess money, the oil.
Yeah, he's all right. Yes. His family's all right.
Yeah,
he's not all right now. He's dead, but you know what I mean.
I will say this, though. Joe Klecko, they retired Joe Klecko's number. He's not in the NFL Hall of Fame. Joe Klecko said, and I'll take Joe Klecko at his word, there's no reason for me to doubt him. That guy was a hard worker. He was a lunch pail guy. He said that when he was told he was going away, like, Joe, we're not going to need your services as a football player anymore, it was Leon Hess who said, give the guy his job back. Now, Joe said he went to Indianapolis. People forget, he was with the Colts for a year, and it was not good. He had no legs. Like, he had no legs under him. But he did say that Leon Hess was a man's man. Do you know how he also gave Joe a little bit of scratch? Remember the Hess trucks at Christmas time?
Yeah.
Where you go to the gas station and you got a Hess truck for like $2.99?
Yeah, little toy truck, yeah.
Yeah. Joe Klecko, when Hess said, we're going to make a commercial, and Joe Klecko and his son are in it, Joe Klecko said, I never forgot that. That was some money in my pocket.
And he was also in Cannonball Run, was he not, Joe Klecko? He struck me as one of those guys that was just naturally strong.
Yes.
Like he could have a conversation with you while he, you know, bangs out 315 like 15 times.
Here's what
I says to him. Well, he's just doing reps on the bench.
Here's what I would be nervous about meeting Joe Klecko. He hasn't seen you in a while, and he wants to give you one of those greetings where he just hits you on the shoulder, and next thing you know, you're 9 feet away from him, getting up off the ground. Those
guys have no idea how strong they are.
Joe DeLama-Lord, remember meeting him?
Yeah. Longtime offensive lineman, yeah. Hall of Famer.
My hand was shook for about a month after he shook my hand, but he, as he was leaving, he said, hey, guys, really enjoyed that. He gave me what he thought was a tap on the shoulder. I think it was right then I needed my second neck surgery.
I told you, man. I was out years ago when Rob Burnett, who won a ring with the Ravens, was a defensive end for the Browns, and I wasn't looking, and he playfully punched me in the shoulder. I couldn't lift my arm the rest of the night. I'm not kidding. I couldn't lift my arm the rest of the night. I mean, they're just on another level, professional athletes. Even Frank Gore, when we did that Lunch with a Legend series, he came in and sat down next to us in the booth and kind of gave me a shot. I went flying across the booth. I said, hey, man. I'm old.
Back off.
Take it easy, man.
Joe Klecko had a construction company. And I believe Joe Klecko, like, had a sledgehammer in his hand and was going out and doing stuff.
No question.
Yeah, he wasn't supervising.
No, that man earned his stripes. Brock Purdy's trying to earn his stripes. He started throwing again. And John Lynch, the GM of the Niners, says he's the clubhouse leader right now. And they say he could be ready. I don't believe. Say, coming off of the Tommy John surgery, he could be ready by training camp. At some point in training camp, at the least. I don't know how that's possible.
Is it a different motion, less problematic on the elbow if you're a football player than a baseball. Now, I will tell
you. Still have to throw with velocity.
No, I understand. I do think that, look, if you grip a football wrong, it'll be interesting to see where his hand is. It'll be interesting how high. Mm-hmm. You know, there were things that he might be doing to compensate. You're not supposed to tear it again. I think shoulder's probably every bit as problematic, if not more, for a football thrower.
I would like to see him come back. I mean, it was a great story last year, but are you rushing it a little bit? Maybe you are.
Yes, he must have. Now, again, you could overdo it, but they have good medical people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, I'm no James Andrews.
Getting cleared, yeah. But I wonder, somebody's going to be able to tell us, how many guys have had Tommy John surgery, quarterbacks?
That's a good question.
Because it doesn't seem like it's a thing where the torque throwing a football, as hard as it is. Mm-hmm. I was told that, much like when you throw a splitter, if you don't have big enough hands, what could happen? Now, Roger Craig said, no, it shouldn't be on your elbow, but that's if you have an ability to spread your fingers far apart. I think football, I would imagine if your hands are smaller, how you have to grip it might actually put more on your elbow. And I don't know if Purdy's got smaller hands or not, but nobody gets Tommy John surgery as a quarterback.
No.
They get shoulder surgery.
Pat McAfee, I don't think, ever had Tommy John surgery, but if he needed surgery, the insurance should be good. He's going to earn a reported $85 million over the length of his five-year deal at ESPN. So he's going to be making, what, $17 million annually? Only Troy Aikman at $18 million as far as ESPN personalities is making more than Pat McAfee.
I'll tell you what's unfair, although I understand the headline. In a world where they're having layoffs, why are you paying this guy?
Now you had the layoff, so you could pay this guy.
Well,
that's what they're going to tell you.
You also, what they're telling you is the $17 million is going to make us more than your $680,000. So I don't think it's fair. Now, I understand the headline. How could you hire this guy for that number when you are laying people off? I'm telling you, that's correct as a headline. But the people in charge, whether they're right or not, believes that he's going to make them a dollar. You, at the level that you were at, you're never going to make me one more dollar in your contract.
Hey, I think we have some tickets to give away for Taste of Atlanta's Foods That Rock. Sometime next week, we'll be giving those tickets away. It's going to be going on at City Springs at Sandy Springs. Foods That Rock! What is it, Domino? I'm glad you asked. You're asking me with your eyes. This ultimate entertainment experience features unlimited tastes and bites from 25 Sandy Springs restaurants, top chefs, a dessert bar, all-you-can-drink wine, beer, craft cocktail tastings, chef demos, and live music on the Coke Zero Sugar Music stage.
This one's free.
No, that doesn't sound like it's going to be free.
Holy smokes. You mean I can have all the cheesecake and beer that I want? I'm staying.
Two things. One good thing about getting old. If at 24 years old I went to that, I would absolutely be throwing up and coming back for more because I paid money.
But not
money
for drinks, for cake.
For all of it. Back then, I don't want your wine, but I'll drink your beer and I'll eat all your food and then I'm going to go to the dessert table. But at 24, I'd be like, I paid for this. I'm going to get as much in and I'm supposed to overdo it to the point where there I go, but here I am back. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things of getting old. I have no interest in that. The other thing is, what month is this in?
This is happening a week from today.
This sounds too good to be true. I'm sure it's wonderful, but it sounds too good to be true. Here's where I'll tell you to be careful. Public service announcement. There's a chance it's going to be 88 degrees. Let's just say it's 85 degrees. Be careful when you eat as much as you think you want to and drink wine during the day.
Well, because the wine will sneak up on you.
Yes,
I found that out the hard way. Food That Rocks is presented by Taste of Atlanta in partnership with the City of Sandy Springs and your area BMW dealer. Purchase your tickets while you can at foodthatrocks.org.
Buck said it was free, that he was not talking about this. I don't want to get heat.
No charge.
That's not true.
It's not true. That's why I said you can purchase your tickets.
This sounds wonderful if I was in the right frame of mind. I'd have to be in the right frame of mind.
Happens from 7 to 10. So for the most part,
okay. I got to go read the contract again.
It'll be done at nighttime.
Gotcha. That's better. Because you start one of those at 11, I'm going to do this all day. You're probably not. No. 7 to 10, that's doable.
It's the documentary that many a fan has been waiting for, I think. We'll talk about it next on Domino and Cellini, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.
You're gonna have to play my little game if you want to save one of them.
Where are they?
Killing is making a choice.
Where are they?
Domino, Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM here on a Thursday afternoon. Appreciate you taking the time to listen. It's our Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter question of the day. The last movie that was an in-theater must-see for you. Please feel free to participate. Remember, whenever a guest does indeed join us via the miracle that is the telephone, they join us via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Now, my question for you is, are you brave enough? Take that first step. If you are, consult the fine divorce attorneys at Hobson & Hobson at areyoubraveenough.com. I want out. If you feel that way, there is an option for you, provided you're brave enough.
Hey, what are we supposed to do right now? Because can I ask a question?
I was going to talk about some documentary that's coming out.
Oh, okay, we'll do that.
And today in baseball history as well. But we can do other things.
Well, we didn't. And
Braves Clubhouse Report is coming up at 2 o'clock, speaking of baseball.
So we have a hard out, is an interesting term.
We do have a hard out today. Once a week, we have the hard out.
Not as hard as you think. Hard-ish.
Yeah.
It's hard-ish. Hard-ish. You can get that taken care of, too, by the way.
I'm just going to let that one lie.
Yeah. I understand. I was just told that there might have been this morning on the locker room. I guess there was a back and forth, and it was about a Nick Saban cut that I was going to save for one more thing.
Uh-oh.
About Nick Saban says college football is not a business. When he was with the Dolphins, that's a business. Now, I know that you guys played the cut. Matt Lehrer, you were here for it. Was there, from what I understand, is everything okay?
It was a bloodbath.
So who was arguing?
Ryan Finneran and
what side
Brandon
with who?
Leak.
Okay.
From what I understand, and I'm telling you, I did not hear this. I'm a telephone tag, telephone game.
Telephone teleradio host.
The elephant came into the room, sat on a chair, and read a book. At the end of that becomes nothing about an elephant, a chair, and a book.
Becomes the lion ate everybody in the room.
I'm not even sure there's an animal. The airplane landed in Idaho.
You no part
are
of it.
Wrong.
Nobody said anything about no part of it.
You're
you
wrong.
Just have this crazy warped idea that it's just such a
it's
business.
It's very simple.
Well, I have a crazy warped
really
idea.
Warped.
Real
you
quick.
Know, you didn't, let,
hold on.
You never did it. So let's just leave it to those guys.
I don't have to.
Wow.
So again,
this started flying.
That's what I sort of heard. That
I did it. All right. You never did it.
Finn went
you
to
don't
the,
even know how to put pads on, Leak.
Yeah, punch him in his face. Look.
Now, that part was not said. I don't know why John Michaels, as you like to say, when brothers are fighting, stay out of it.
Mm-hmm. I think he was trying to defuse a little bit.
Yeah, but why defuse it?
You're not
These
helping.
Are grown-ass men. No. Not only that, it's grown-ass men who are having what I've done since I was 12 and you were 12, study hall. You disagree. Now, in our world, and this is, I think, a great name for the podcast, what the blank do you know?
That's when the argument's over.
Yeah, that's when the argument's over. But we weren't at that point yet. So John shouldn't be involved because you have two guys. Then when it comes down to you didn't play and Brandon saying, no, you're not going to sell that on me today. Is everything okay? That's all. Listen, you don't care about is everything okay?
Not really.
Is everything okay
yes,
between they, these
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, we got it. We moved on.
Did they agree to disagree or was there? Because, again, it sounds like I'm not going to convince you of this.
Yeah.
I can try, but I'm not. Do I stay angry about that, or do we move on?
I think they ultimately agreed to disagree.
Okay.
They smiled whole rest of the show. It's good.
Okay.
I came back with some nice, funny rejoins and, you know, lightened the mood a little bit. Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're supposed to be doing that either, though. Let this thing play out to its natural.
I do admire the fact that in his own way, Lear made it about him. I do admire that.
Yeah.
I'm just so great at diffusing. I'm just great all around.
Yeah.
He's only been on this show for a couple months, and he's learned from you fast, Nick.
Yeah. Like I said, there is something to appreciate.
Blame others and make it about yourself.
Yep.
So I'm interested. I don't want to take their argument, but did you hear the Saban cut?
I believe I did.
Yeah. So I think you would remember. And here's the thing. He said a bunch of things. This was a different part of Nick Saban. I thought Brandon made a really good point this morning because I didn't hear the initial debate or argument. There's something about Nick Saban every year where he says, okay, I'm on a, that's not football. Remember what he said, that game that they're playing over there, that's not football. That's not good for the game. What did he then do? He took that version of the game, kicked everybody's ass with it, won another national title. But it seems like he gets to a point every year where there's something.
And he did say that. A couple of years ago, I talked about that, and you tore into me, and now I'm going to talk about this, and you're going to tear into me again. But I turned out to be right then, and I told you beware.
So here is...
Because the Bears, Nick Saban, and the Bears on the loose.
So let me... I was going to save this...
I didn't say that part, actually.
I was going to save this for one more thing, because here's the thing that's bothering me about all of this. Much like when you see a player who's 22, and you go, oh, he is Ken Griffey Jr. Oh, he is Joe Montana. It's the speed to which you're willing to go to that. My version of that in college football is NIL. People are writing columns, the end of college football. Then other people are writing the columns that says it's the greatest thing to ever happen to college football. There's an in-between.
Nick Saban said make it like the NFL.
Well, unionize it.
Yeah.
He said make it.
And everybody has a limit as far as what they can spend.
So he had.
Because he said then. You'll have the parity that you want, and like the NFL.
Because he's telling you some of us are going to win in this world.
Right.
My point is, it's not the end of society, and it's not there are no problems with this. Even as a guy who says pay him, there are things that still have to be nuanced and worked out. So you don't have to be at the extremes. Here's what he says about college football versus the NFL.
It's not a business. People say it's a business. It's not a business. It's revenue producing. When I was the coach at the Miami Dolphins, Wayne Huizenga owned the team. That was a business. He took a profit. He made money. He made a huge investment. That doesn't happen in college athletics. We reinvest every cent that gets made into non-revenue sports, to scholarships, to a lot of things that create a lot of opportunity for a lot of people, which is really, really good. So we're not talking about the same thing. It's not really a business. It's revenue producing.
Mm. I don't want Brian Finneran to come after me because I didn't play either. I think the thing that Nick Saban isn't thinking about is, guess what? As a father of two girls, one in college, one going to college, college is a business. College. Now, you might tell me, look what we bring in, and then there's swimming, and then there's Bunsen burners, and all our money goes to other places. Nobody's putting money in their pocket. The college, the university, is a business.
Of course it is. Why do you think Alabama, why do you think Georgia, why do you think Ohio State, Clemson, you can go on and on, have state-of-the-art facilities? Because of the business of college football, because of the money you're raising. Of course it's a business.
It's not a business.
Yeah, I don't agree with him. I'm talking about big picture. Take facilities, weight rooms out. Colleges, universities are a business. They advertise on TV.
Well, why are you paying
come
money?
To us.
Yeah, why are you paying money to go there? Because it's a business.
Well they have to keep the lights on, and they want endowments.
Nobody pays money. There's not a school.
I don't know anything where dollars are exchanged that's not a business. Nonprofits, the NCAA, they're fighting for their life. You want to know why? Because they'd like to keep their doors open. They'd like to keep their lights on. They don't know how to do it. I don't want Finn coming after me because he played college football. I'll also tell you, Villanova, the university, there's an academic business to Villanova. We don't accept some people. We accept you. Look at your test scores. Look at your grades. Then we charge what we believe will be the point where we can fill every seat but still make the most money possible. Now, if you want to tell me in some lollipop world, yeah, but that's so we create the next leaders of society. Eh.
I mean, that's the ultimate goal, but let's face it. You still need the money to be able to do that.
Is it?
Well, that's what they're going to tell you.
Yeah, but is it?
I mean,
you know how I know it's
the
not?
The end result is, as you said, to pay the light bill and to keep the classes flowing and pay the professors, that money's got to come from someplace. So, yeah, it is business.
It's revenue producing.
Every college has a business model. Everything has a business model, or you're not going to make it. Everything, top to bottom.
I understand what Nick Saban is saying. You know, Wayne Huizenga puts money in his pocket, and therefore it's a business.
It's a different sort of business.
But it's still
a business.
That's not. If you're bad at business at a college, or you're bad at business as a football coach, you get fired. That's a business. You get hired. You can get fired, or you can be good at it. You get a raise. That's business. So he's off on that. I'm going to tell you what I've always said. You think college is to create the next best generation, better than the ones before? Stop charging $64,000 a year to be in college, where student loans preclude you from being a teacher, from being a civil servant. You know, if you go to college and spend $64,000 a year and you become a policeman, fireman, or teacher, God bless you. God bless you. Return on investment is not great. I don't think colleges are in it to create. They'd love the next CEO of General Electric. Came from us. It's like the stupid thing with Jalen Hurts. It's like with Jalen Hurts. Who gets to claim him?
Right. Well, because then they can raise their rates. Look what we've done. We can do that for you. You pay this amount of money.
Why did it get heated? Like, what was the... Do you know, Matt, why it was contentious?
I just know they're just complete opposite sides of what Nick Saban was saying.
Okay.
Finn strongly agreed, and home team was not agreeing.
I just don't know what's not a business.
Everything is. Everything is.
I don't think you go into
Even
most
charities
endeavors.
Have a business model.
I don't
set
think you
up
go into
charity's
most
not going to work.
Most endeavors to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
Now again, I know people that say, "Let's take a shot. Let's be a real nonprofit. Let's see if we can actually do some good for people." But they still have to, with an exchange of money, keep somebody in charge
no
of the
question.
Money.
So Barry Bonds was a business in baseball in and of himself for a while. And more than 15 years after his retirement, a documentary is now in production at HBO. It's going to be like a 30 for 30 setup. And Bonds is not involved in the documentary yet, but the door remains open. I think you need him. If you want to make this a Michael Jordan Last Dance type of deal, is he going to want more creative control? Probably. But to have him participate in this and actually tell his story, to me, is what's going to make it interesting. Because I go into this, and maybe I'm wrong, because I've been wrong about this before, but I go into this thinking...
I know everything about the story.
There's nothing I don't know
did
about
Did you watch
it.
O.J. Made in America?
No.
So did you thought you knew the whole thing?
Yeah.
It's fascinating. I'm telling you, you didn't. There's things there. Last Dance. You know a lot. Now, again, with Jordan being in control...
That's the thing.
Right.
He's telling the story. The guys are telling the story. I want to hear it from them.
No. Do you know who you want? You know who you want. There's a whale in this whole thing. His name is Greg Anderson, the guy who went to jail twice for Bonds. He's more important than Bonds. Now, do they hope that Barry Bonds comes on and gives a deathbed confessional? I did it. I knew I was doing steroids. Oh, hell yes. But the most important person in this, there's two of them. Victor Conte of Balco, who remember, by the way, people forget this. Remember what Victor Conte did on TV? He outed Marion Jones and said, oh, let me tell you, she knew everything that she was on.
Yeah, she went to jail.
So he did that. Now, would he do that for Bonds or would Greg Anderson, if you don't know, because it's been a while, Greg Anderson was his trainer. He went to jail twice. Now, what I believe is Greg Anderson came out richer the day he came out of jail than the day he went in. Bonds made a nice payment. That's my, allegedly, I don't even have to allege it. It's my belief that Greg Anderson was bought. He kept his mouth shut. 15 years later, does he have a reason to keep his mouth shut? Who's more important in this, Greg Anderson or Barry Bonds?
Well, I mean, they're both important.
But who's more likely to tell you the truth, like what this documentary wants?
Would Greg Anderson, after, as you said, getting all that money over the years from Bonds, be willing to then stab him in the back? I guess you're going to say there's no honor among thieves, so maybe.
He's more important than Bonds because that's the guy who probably has or would say more about Barry Bonds and steroids than Barry Bonds ever will. You think Bonds is going to give a deathbed confessional during this?
No.
Then Greg Anderson is easily the most important person.
He's going to blame everybody else.
If he's even on it.
Like he's done before. And then, like I said, part of me appreciates that. The 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Sleep Galleria. Today is June the 1st. Let's talk about some things that happened on this date in baseball history. It's all brought to you by Rhino Shield. Don't worry about painting your house every 3 to 5 years. Let Rhino Shield put a permanent coating on your house with a 25-year transferable warranty. Go to rhinoshieldga.com for your free estimate. Plus, if you mention the Chiellini special, you get 18 months same as cash and 20% off. On this date in Braves franchise history, Domino, in 1917, the Boston Braves' Hank Gowdy becomes the first major leaguer to enlist in World War I. Of course, it was just known as the World War at the time.
Yes.
He didn't say, I'm going to sign up for WW1.
It was just a war. Then it was the war to end all wars, the Great War. And then they said, well, we're going to do it again. It was so much fun the first time. Let's go back and do it again. Do you know who allegedly, there was a little bit of a debate about this, the first person to enlist for World War II?
Wasn't Captain America, was it?
No, the war had already started, I believe. Then they had to create Captain America.
Joe DiMaggio.
Please. No. Bob Feller and Hank Greenberg, there is a debate as to who went enlisted first. Feller maybe drove to Chicago or Greenberg. If you look it up, I don't know who's truly given, but it's either Bob Feller or Hank Greenberg who were the first to go enlist and be involved in what would eventually become known as World War II. By the way, World War II wasn't known as World War II. It was the war in Europe for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became World War II because they said, wow, we've had two of those. It's true. We had two of those.
When did World War One become World War One? When they monikered or gave the moniker World War II to World War II?
Yeah, well, they said, oh, man, a lot of people involved in this. Jeez, it's kind of all over the world. Wait. And then they said, we've had two of them.
So they said this is the sequel.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see Rocky? When it comes on the screen, it's the credits. What did you see? Rocky, two capital I's.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
But Rocky One was never...
It was just Rocky.
Right, Rocky One.
Yeah. Yes.
As opposed to World War One.
Right. And even Rocky Three, didn't they just do three lines?
Mm-hmm. They sure did. Roman numeral.
Four,
yes, it was.
Five?
IV, no.
Yeah, well, they knew this was a turd.
Yeah. They left that one out of the mix as far as Roman numerals are concerned. 1987 on this date, Phil Niekro picks up win number 314 of his career as his Indians beat the Tigers. The win gives him and his brother Joe a combined 530 victories, which surpasses the record set by Gaylord and Jim Perry.
Interesting. Henry and Tommy Aaron.
Ozzie and Jose Canseco.
Yeah, but Henry and Tommy still hold the brothers' home run record?
I think Tommy actually hit at least one home run as opposed to Ozzie, who was just around.
Well, look up at Tommy Aaron. How many home runs? They're still the brothers' leader in the clubhouse.
On this date in 2007, my favorite Braves incident took place when Mississippi Braves manager Philip Wellman throws an epic tirade in a game against the Chattanooga Lookouts. The rosin bag he uses as a grenade. He's behind the mound, pretending like he's in a foxhole, and a very accurate toss of the rosin bag, which actually lands right on top of home plate.
Which tells me it might not have been the first time he ever lost his mind like that. Do you know what's crazy? That was before the world of social media, and everybody who wanted to saw that.
That's how big it was.
Why is that not a famous TikTok? Like, shouldn't that be set to music? Matt Lear, you want to do something?
Yes.
Do you even know who Phil, be honest, Philip Wellman is?
No.
You don't know his tirade?
No, oh no, I've seen that. I didn't know that was his name.
Yeah. So I think, why is that not a TikTok? Isn't TikTok where you take some real footage and then you sort of put yourself in it?
Well, that sounds like an intern question.
As he's crawling on his belly.
I think there's a way to do that.
You cut to you crawling on your belly and you do the same thing?
Sure.
With the right music?
Yeah, there's
like
a way
the
to
new
do
TikTok
it.
Dance or something?
I don't know. I'm surprised the Philip Wellman thing hasn't been a TikTok thing. So how many home runs did Tommy Aaron have? Are you looking at that?
Yeah, 13 home runs. He actually had a negative 2.8 career WAR.
Don't do that.
It's okay. Well, then let's crap on Ozzie Canseco, who had 13 hits, no home runs.
Yeah. So 768 home runs for the Aaron brothers. Beat that.
Again, 13's better than nothing.
Well, I do know one of our new interns. Apparently, I've been told she's got about 200,000 followers on TikTok, so we should ask her.
Is TikTok what I think it is? I've seen TikTok. I'm not playing dumb here. I'm not like, what? I know what it is, but the things that go viral and bigger aren't they mostly where you take a movie line and then you mouth it?
I guess.
Or you take an event and then you reenact it? Isn't that what it is?
She is the one to ask. She's got the 200,000 followers, not me.
What's she doing here?
Good question.
I've got 601 Twitter followers, so...
Mm-hmm. You're certainly headed in the right direction. You're like Ozzy Canseco.
You know what the problem is? It bothers him that he doesn't have 1,000. You want 1,000? Is that your goal?
Follow at Matt Lear. At Matt Lear. Follow him right now.
Yeah, flood his...
Yeah, I'm not leaving until I get 1,000.
Flood his... Well, you're going to be here a few days. Go get lunch.
We don't have that much power.
Could we... we can get you 20 followers right now. What's his
at
Twitter?
Matt Lear. MATTLEAR.
Road Dog wants them too, he said.
At Road Dog 680.
No. First things first. Let's get Matt Lear 20.
Here?
Let's get Matt Lear 20 new followers. What time is it?
12:55.
Okay. By
it's a clock like right in front of you.
How long does it take to sign up? How long does it take to sign up to follow Matt Lear?
Just follow him. Just click on follow. It takes a second.
Let's get Matt Lear 20 followers now. He'll be so excited. Okay. As a little ding, ding, ding. Do you ding if you get new followers?
No, my phone's on silent. Okay. So,
but you would get an alert.
I'm a pretty boring follow. I wouldn't do it.
Okay. 20 people right now. Let's get 20 people in the next 15 minutes to follow Matt Lear.
On
this
date,
his day.
In 1975, Nolan Ryan tosses his fourth career no-hitter and picks up his 100th career victory as the Angels beat the Orioles 1-0. And on this date in 2012, Johan Santana throws the first no-hitter in the history of the New York Mets, says they beat the Cardinals 8-0. He walked 5 in the game and threw 134 pitches, and then his arm fell off.
Basically,
he was never heard from again.
He won 2 Cy Youngs, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Not after that.
So he's going to be like DeGrom in a lot of ways, where you go, hey, how are those 2 Cy Youngs? How many wins did Johansson? Now, he has more than DeGrom, though. DeGrom hasn't even had 100 yet.
Listen, I guess the point is nothing is a given. Noah Syndergaard, you see what he said the other night?
I was going to bring him up, too.
Pitching for the Dodgers, got shelled. He said, I give up my proverbial firstborn to get back to where I was.
My unborn firstborn. He doesn't have one. I think I'm telling
you this.
I'd
say cut that hair, hippie.
Just an update. I'm watching Matt Lear's followers go up by the minute.
Good.
So people respond.
Good, yeah. Good. Let's get him 20.
Once Domino speaks, people listen, Derek Thomas.
Do you know that I'm not kidding. Noah Syndergaard, to me, he's a clown. The Thor, the hair, and everything else. So he's upset that he doesn't throw 100 miles an hour. How about this? Learn how to pitch at 92.
Others have.
Learn how to pitch at 92. I will say, all seriousness, I think he needs help. I'm not kidding. I think he, honestly, when I read those things, I said, that's not just a guy going, you know, arm hurts a little bit. I hate to do this. I'm not a professional. I think that's one of those real cry for helps. And in a world where mental awareness is a thing, and it is, that did not read well at all.
No, it was disturbing. No question about it. I don't know if it's disturbing, but Rory McIlroy issues this confusing statement that we'll talk about when we come back on Domino and Cellini, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Sir Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.
Crazy.
That's what everybody says, but with all due respect, miss, I'm not the one hanging off the back of the ship here.
102 Domino, Cellini the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. You're on a Thursday afternoon. You're far wherever you are. You can hear us all the time via the Fan app that is driven to you by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. And also follow along at the Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed. How's Matt Lear's followers? How's this count coming along, Derek Thomas?
The Harris Cherokee Casino the Twitter. The listeners, pardon, have responded. Matt, what did you have Like 600?
Something like that.
A little over 600. He's gotten like 50 followers in the last one. 64, so it's very exciting. We got to keep this board updated.
You can follow us at the Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed, at Matt Lear at Road Dog 680, at DT 680. Chris D'Amino at Cellini, Nick at 680 The Fan.
D'Amino, do you even follow Matt? Would that help him get to the 20?
I don't know. It sort of feels like a GoFundMe or he just got a bike at Christmas. If this makes you happy and a little bit more pleasant behind the board.
Are you saying he's not pleasant?
I don't know. I'll do this once every 2 weeks if you want 20 more people, if it matters. I don't know what matters to him. This obviously mattered to him.
He brought it up, so it must.
Yeah.
Speaking of must, it's our Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter question.
I really want to get to 200,000.
The last movie.
Can't help you there.
That was
must-see
in a theater.
Hold on. You better get on Stephen A. Smith's show. I think he might be able to help you a lot more than this.
So explain this to me, D'Amino. Rory McIlroy supports Brooks Koepka for the Ryder Cup playing for Team USA, but says he has different feelings about the European team when it comes to LIV Golf. So he says he doesn't think Sergio Garcia, Ian Poulter, Lee Westwood, Paul Casey, and Weisberger, who represented the European side at Whistling Straits, now playing for LIV, should participate in the Ryder Cup. Why is it okay for Team USA and not okay for Team Europe? I don't understand what he's doing here.
Well, maybe, again, I'm just saying maybe he's like, hey, man, you guys handle your stuff. Us over here, I believe that he thinks he has more of a say in Europe's team than the American team. Is that fair?
I suppose.
As a non-American, maybe he figures he's overstepping a bound by saying what America's team should do.
Well, then say it's up to them.
Us over here in Europe, now we've had enough of these people.
Mm-hmm. Say it's up to them. Don't say, he should play for them, but on my side.
Look, a lot of these guys have gotten goofy. Mickelson's gone off the deep end. Norman's gone off the deep end. People are just saying stuff now. John Rahm. Has Koepka said anything yet? Does he want to play in the Ryder Cup?
I have not seen a quote from him as far as playing in the Ryder Cup.
Let me rephrase that. He wants to play in the Ryder Cup. Will he talk about it enough to try to get himself on?
No, I don't think he will.
Will he casually drop if they pick me, if nominated, I'll run? I don't know how he wants to play this. He knows. I'll
give
him
this. What did Zach Johnson say? Well, that's a different conversation for a different time. He kind of skirted.
Well, when?
The issue.
When's the conversation going to happen?
I don't know.
You got to pick a team. This is happening in Italy sooner instead of later.
Not now, when?
Here's the thing with Koepka. I'll give him credit. I think he knows he made a choice with ramifications. If you pitch yourself to the Ryder Cup team, then you're going back on the choice that you made. Do I believe he thought he was banged up enough to not win enough, and that's why he went and took the money? Yeah. Now, my problem with that is you're a young athletic guy with the best doctors in the world. What could have been wrong with your knee that you didn't think you'd be able to play golf very well
again? I don't know, but he tried to adjust it himself, and he tore it up. Maybe that scared him. I don't know. That's the story. That's how it goes.
I got to take that Saudi money, just in case.
I saw something on Twitter the other day during one of their expeditions. It's either the North or South Pole. It doesn't matter when you talk about climate.
Why are you?
It just popped up.
This Iglesias thing got you on a North and South Pole kick.
This is what actually made me think of it. I saw this picture, and then Iglesias started blowing on his hand.
Yeah.
There was a Russian doctor who was performing an appendectomy on himself. The picture is on social media.
It's a picture or a video?
No, it's a picture.
No, can I tell you it might be fake? Have you not seen where a guy is pulled out his own...
No, pretty real to me.
No, have you not seen the thing where a guy supposedly reaches in and pulls out a spleen?
Yeah, that I've seen.
Yeah, so maybe it's that.
No, he's got a mask on, the whole thing.
The mask makes it official?
Yeah, and it looked real to me because of the mask.
He must be a doctor.
I saw a man on the moon. I know what those shysters used to do. They made it look like they were pulling your innards out when they had, a chicken liver in their...
Exactly.
In their hand hidden.
Exactly.
I know how that works.
Okay, so you thought this was real?
This looked real to me.
Well,
I don't believe the air-conditioned helmet at LSU, but I believe this guy, this Russian doctor, did indeed perform an appendectomy on himself.
Now, may I offer this up? I don't know what medical school he really went to. He was in Russia. Was this a Russian doctor in Russia?
He was on either the North or South Pole on some sort of an expedition.
Yeah, then it's an emergency. Yeah,
right, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I've seen something similar to this in the John Wick documentary. He kind of operates on himself, maybe not an appendectomy, but putting in his own staples.
I also saw
boys, this is going to hurt. Ouch!
But
That's the audio.
I saw somebody else do it for John Wick, and next thing you know, they're on the list.
Right.
Because you can't help John Wick. Everybody knew that you couldn't help John. In the North or South Pole, I would believe that that would happen. Because what's the alternative? Some pirate that's been on your ship for 6 months and he's starving? What, no, are you going to let him do it?
The alternative for me is don't go. Don't go to the North or South Pole. That, to me, that's the alternative. Because if something like that happens, and there's, you know.
I'll say that.
There's no Wellstar hospital to go to.
I don't think I'd want to be the second or third person to go. I could understand the want to be the first. Once somebody's done it, it's like Mount Everest to me. Oh, yeah, yeah, you go climb it. You know, it's been done before. And there were others who didn't make it. Why do I want to take a chance?
Not me. Again, my mindset is different from theirs, obviously. The 1 o'clock hour brought to you by AquaGuard. Notice mold and musty odors coming from your crawl space. Don't go down there. It might be a live golfer. Contact the crawl space experts at AquaGuard Foundation Solutions for your free inspection at aquaguard.net.
I thought the Braves were off today and they left Oakland.
You are watching the replay on Bally's, somebody, on one of our monitors here in the studio.
Can somebody lay a bet on the Braves for me in this one? I kind of like the Braves today.
You work on that. Speaking of the Braves, this Brave wasn't even supposed to be here, and now he's making history. That story next. And then some here on Domino and Cellini.
Why'd you get all that serious?
Well, sometimes you have to have dramatic flair to get the people to stick around.
Oh, that was part of a tease.
Indeed. And we'll talk about this Brave when we come back. Domino and Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.